This is 7AD. Now, sadly, last weekend we lost a huge supporter of basketball in northwest Tasmania, a long-time association with the Northwest Thunder, and in particular the Ulverston Basketball Club. I talk of Gary Gale, who passed away on Saturday. Phil Thomas has had a long association with Gary over the years, both with Thunder and mainly with the Ulverston Club. Hello, Phil.
Morning, Darren.
This is very sad. How old was Gary?
Gary's 62, and it was, I mean, it was sad, it was surprising, it was a shock, with all those things, and to be quite honest, still hard to believe. And, you know, Gary was, you know, sometimes you read things about people and you think, oh, you know, but, yeah, I think everything I've read about Gary Gale was Gary Gale.
Yeah, well, I remember when I first started doing the courtside announcing for Northwest Thunder back when you were the coach, and I first met Gary back then, and he was immediately welcoming, and he made me feel like, you know, I was needed and supported, and just one of those guys who made you feel good.
Well, he did. He loved to chat, but he was genuine, and you know, he as you said, he'd go out of his way to make you feel welcome. Nothing was an effort, and you know, even when he was president of the Ulverston Basketball Association, he, you know, he was always around, whether it was seniors or juniors, whether it was in the club rooms, it didn't make much difference. You know, Gary was always there, and you know, that was just the sort of person he was. And you know, he, when he stood down as chair of Ulverston, he, you know, got involved with Thunder. I think Gary was vice chair of Thunder Group, and you know, he was the same there. He, you know, he turned up at training. He turned up at meetings. He was always there at the game, and you know, he was so invaluable to every all associations as a worker. But you know, he's going to be sadly missed more so as a person than a worker.
Yeah, and you're exactly right about just, you know, doing the work. I mean, he would be at Thunder games, even though, you know, he's on the committee. And all that. He would be there selling merchandise. He'd be there scanning people as they come in through the door for their tickets. He would just do whatever was needed.
Look, he did. He was on the merchandise. He would read the welcome to the country before the game, and bits of everything, wasn't he? And but I think the main thing about Gary was that, like, he loved to chat, and he was genuine about it.
Yeah.
And you know, everybody spoke so well of him, and I suppose it's probably easy sometimes to speak well of people when they pass, but I don't think in this case, you know, he sadly missed, and you know, his contribution to basketball, I suppose, in comparison to many, is was over a short period of time, but it was huge. You know, he'd lend a hand in any area, and was only too happy to do it. And of course, while he was doing it, he would be having a chat. So,
yeah.
That was Gary.
Indeed. Well said. Right. So it'll be a big funeral. So there's going to be a public funeral at the basketball stadium in Ulverston, right?
Yeah, next Wednesday.
Okay.
I'm not sure about the time, but it's in the main stadium. And I know, I'm pretty sure that Nick Haywood will be one of the people that speak at the funeral. Nick was totally shocked, as many people were, but he'll be one of the speakers. And, you know, I'm sure it'll be a huge gathering because, you know, Gary was involved in many things. You know, he was involved in education in Burnie for many years. I mean, he was involved with the Speedway, the basketball. You know, and he was a pretty fair footballer. A sportsman in his day as well too, so we shouldn't overlook that. But you know, he was a pretty fair person, and I think that's the best way to remember Gary Gale, is that you know, for all the contributions he made to different groups along the coast and throughout Tasmania, fantastic person, a genuine person, is probably the way I'll remember him.
Yeah, me too. All right, very well said. So, funeral at Ulverston Basketball Stadium next Wednesday. We're not exactly sure of the time yet, but check the Northwest Thunder Facebook page. You'll no doubt find a time there in the next couple of days. Thanks for having me on, Phil. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks very much, Darren.